News, weather, traffic, and talk for both sides of the bay. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
Heading for a high in the lower 90s, says Dr. Bill. More details on the way. 68 now. Let's check traffic with Kane on Mobile Mornings.
From the Pitts and Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, we do have an accident on Dolphin Street right in front of Dolphin Way Baptist. Moving out of the roadway, state troopers there now at I-10 eastbound at the 2-mile marker at Center Median. A car hit those metal cables. No injuries involved, but it is tying up traffic in that area. If you're traveling in from Fairhope, Daphne, Spanish Fort, and across the Bayway, you haven't had any delays yet this morning. June is Teacher Appreciation Month at the Battle House Hotel and Spa. Kick off your summer with 20% off any 50-minute service or more. It's time to get pampered at the Battle House Hotel. For reservations, call 338-5700. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Look for temperatures in the lower 90s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with isolated afternoon thunderstorms and high temperatures in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
The new 2-for-4 mix and match breakfast at Hardee's means you get two of our breakfast favorites for $4. Choose from the Frisco breakfast sandwich on buttery toasted sourdough or made from scratch biscuit sandwiches like the sausage and egg biscuit or the bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit. And 2-4-4 isn't some kind of secret code to get the deal. Just two sandwiches for $4. No password. So go hard at the Hardee's with the new $2-for-$4 mix and match breakfast.
For limited time at participating restaurants. Text not included.
All right, 707 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. I'm sorry. A lot of texts coming in about the Top Gun remake. Although John, I got to agree. John, and he also references one of my favorite pieces of artwork in this. He says, Kenny Loggins remaking Danger Zone would be like Van Gogh trying to repaint Starry Night and make it even better. What a waste of time. Y'all quit trying to make something better that you got right the first time. Well said, John. Although I can't tell you if there's I know there will be a Top Gun sequel, this Top Gun Maverick. I could come in here and lie to you and tell you I wouldn't go see it. You're right. I'll sneak off to a theater somewhere, middle of the day, be in the back and watch the movie. Maybe not talk about it, but I'll go see it. All right, 7:07, time to check headlines. Here's Kelly Findlay.
All righty, thank you. Good morning. And more information about a story we've been telling you about for the last, I don't know, about 20 minutes or so about what happened in Houston this morning. If you're just waking up, first of all, good morning. Passengers who were trying to catch an early morning flight this morning, about 4:35 a.m., were told to evacuate Houston's William P. Hobby Airport. Here's what we told you. TSA workers were shouting, shut it down, everyone leave, which forced hundreds of people to evacuate. AP then took to social media and confirmed that a reported toy grenade in a passenger's bag, that's what forced the shutdown at a security checkpoint, okay? The bomb squad determined that the suspicious item spotted by TSA was a novelty grenade. Well, Hobby Airport, they are tweeting, love this. So an hour ago, they say now might be a good time for a gentle reminder that there are items you cannot bring through security checkpoints. Please double check this list before heading to any airport for a flight. They've got a link. Also this, huge shout out to TSA and the Houston Police for handling this like pros. Passenger safety is always number one, and this AM, they helped us prove that. Hashtag fly to Houston. And then they also update travelers. Southwest Airlines currently has 12 delayed flights. Delta has one. Southwest is holding flights due to the security delay. Be sure to contact your carrier to check if your flight has been impacted. Once again, if you'd like to follow along, you can go to Hobby Airport. That is their official Twitter page. And glad this ended nicely. Let's just put it that way. Reality star Kim Kardashian West and President Donald Trump both being applauded for the release of Alice Marie Johnson. She, of course, is the woman whose life sentence for drug offenses was commuted by the president. Kim Kardashian West recently met with President Trump regarding Johnson's sentence. Video trending this morning shows her reuniting with her family and thanking both the president and West. AP reported that Johnson was convicted back in 1996 on 8 criminal counts related to a Memphis-based cocaine trafficking operation involving more than a dozen people. The 1994 indictment talks about the dozens of deliveries and drug transactions, many of which involved Johnson. She was sentenced to life in prison back in 1997, and appellate judges and the U.S. Supreme Court rejected her appeals. Court records show she had a motion pending for a reduction in her sentence, but federal prosecutors were opposed, saying in a court filing that the sentence is in accord with federal guidelines based on the large quantity of drugs involved. But as you know, she's a free woman now. Phone call I just had with Alice will forever be one of my best memories. Telling her for the first time and hearing her screams while crying together is a moment I will never forget. That's at Kim Kardashian, who gives that quote this morning. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Just thinking. Just an idea here. Celebrity parolee. Here's the show. So you bring a bunch of people that are looking for commuted sentences or commutation of the sentence, and they go, and they're all in, and we watch them kind of pitch their case, and then they bring different celebrities that might be their friends in to help them with the president. And then, you know, it's like, and you are paroled, you know, or something like that. And then,
You know, the president has a unique background because he was his own reality star.
That's what I'm saying. So he's already, instead of celebrity apprentice, it's celebrity parolee.
But could you imagine the show meetings, like how they set things up? Because to have that intricate background, that's something so different to have in your repertoire.
Very good. 712 FM Talk 106.5. By the way, coming up, details on today, National VCR Day.
You can watch Top Gun in the VCR.
I was going to say, first time I saw Top Gun was on a video cassette and played on a video cassette recorder. And we had, I'm old enough that we had to take it and make sure it was rewound before we returned it to the video store. Yeah, we'll talk more about National VCR Day and some real news when we get back.
This year, let the Karat Patch Jewelers help you start the rest of your life together with the perfect diamond that will capture her love. At the Karat Patch Jeweler, our expert staff will guide you through our stunning selection of engagement rings and wedding sets, sure to make her passion last a lifetime, a passion that intensifies with every stare. If you can't find the perfect ring, we'll custom design one exactly for you. Pinebrook Shopping Center at KaratPatchMobile.com. When you find your perfect match, come see us at the Karat Patch.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5. A deadly hit and run as a car plows into three people, including a one-year-old baby, as they tried to cross the street. This happened last night on Cervantes Street near M Street in Pensacola. Witnesses say a white Dodge Charger or Challenger sped through a red light and hit a mother, her baby, and another adult. The one-year-old baby and an adult have died. The baby's mother was rushed to Baptist Hospital. Police are still looking for the driver this morning.
We can't bring those lives that are lost tonight back, but we certainly can work hard to prevent any other lives from being lost.
A bond hearing today for the man charged with attempted rape and assault in a frightening attack in downtown Mobile. Douglas Dunson is accused of attacking a woman inside the RSA parking garage. And two of Tuscaloosa Mayor Walt Maddox's former opponents are now endorsing the Democratic nominee for governor. Sue Bell Cobb and Doug Newblue Smith announced their support for the November primary. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5.
Loser, failure, victim, washed out, underdog, thrashed.
Presenting a list of the kind of people we're not looking for.
Wimp, slob, licked, wiped out.
A list of people who will not rise above their own fears, doubts, and uncertainties to move ever forward towards success. So if you're one of those people,
fallen, finished,
we're sorry we wasted our breath on you. We had to weed you out to get to the winners.
Champion, successful, victorious, able to leap tall.
But if you're on this list, congratulations. We want to talk to you. Come work with the most creative people in the world. Enjoy the fast-paced, highly challenging world of radio marketing and push yourself to get out of normal. Quit boring yourself and the rest of us. Apply now. This is Bill Roth, Director of Sales. Drop me an email to jobs@fmtalk1065.com today for your appointment. That's jobs@fmtalk1065.com.
Results-oriented, hardworking, invincible.
Good morning, quarter after 7 on FM Talk 106.5. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. The Golden State Warriors beat the Cleveland Cavaliers 110-102 in Cleveland on Wednesday night to take a commanding 3-0 series lead in the NBA Finals. Golden State's Kevin Durant led every player on the floor with 43 points, including a three-pointer in the final minute to give the Warriors a 106-100 lead.
Shot clock at 5. Kevin Durant way outside. Delivers! Kevin Durant from downtown. It's a six-point game.
The 43 points is a career playoff high for Durant. LeBron James scored 33 for the Cavaliers, and Kevin Love added 20. But for Cleveland to win the championship, they'll have to do something no team has ever done in NBA history. Teams that have fallen behind 3-0 in the NBA playoffs are 0-131. That's 131 series losses.
Ow.
Yeah, not looking good for the Cavaliers. And even though most think that the series is as good as over, Durant was focused on the next game following the win.
I'm just really just trying to come in and be the best teammate player I can be until, you know, this thing is over. So, you know, I just got to stay locked in.
Game 4 is tomorrow night in Cleveland at 8 o'clock. The Mobile Bay Bears crushed the Chattanooga Lookout 17-4 on Wednesday in Chattanooga. Bay Bears fell behind 1-0 in the first inning, but scored 8 runs in the third inning to kickstart their highest scoring game since July of 2016. And that game was against the same Chattanooga Lookouts. Zach Gibbons and Jared Walsh both hit 2-run home runs yesterday, and Brennan Lund had 3 hits for the third consecutive game. Bay Bears will wrap up the 5-game road series at Chattanooga tonight at 6:15 before they head back home to face the Jackson Generals at Hank Aaron Stadium beginning tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. Also Wednesday, 4 Bay Bears were named to the Southern League All-Star Game. Pitcher Griffin Canning, catcher Michael Barash, third baseman Taylor Ward, and outfielder Zach Gibbons were all selected to play in the game on June 19th at Regents Field in Birmingham. Canning hasn't allowed a home run since May the 9th, and he's only allowed 6 earned runs in 36 innings over 8 starts. Barash is known for his stellar play behind home plate. He has a fielding percentage of .994 and has only 2 errors in 329 innings. Ward was recently promoted to the Angels' AAA team in Salt Lake. While with the Bay Bears, he was ranked 3rd in the Southern League in batting average, and Gibbons has the lowest strikeout percentage in the league. He's knocked in 21 RBI this season. On Tuesday, Delaware became the first state outside of Nevada to fully legalize betting on sports. Governor John Carney was the first in the state to make a legal bet when he placed $10 on the Phillies to beat the Cubs. And maybe it's a good omen that the Phillies won that game 6-1, meaning that the first bet placed by the governor, no less, was a winner. Yesterday, the state announced that on the first day of legalized betting, $322,135 was bet in Delaware. Delaware had only offered parlay wagering on NFL games since 2009. Last year, the state took around $48 million on NFL parlay wagers. Forecasters say between $350 and $760 million in bets could be taken annually by the state if online gambling is also implemented. 717 now on FM Talk 106.5, and that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
All right, so the Diamond State now getting on with sports betting. All right, 718 coming right back. My friend Austin Key from Arrow Exterminators in studio. And we're talking about bugs, as always. You're not talking about bugs, but one of the bugs that dominates most conversations for folks here is that of termites. And that's a big deal for us down here.
Yeah, the Formosan swarm, it definitely gets people's attention. You know, it's always, like I said, around Mother's Day. We're getting to that tail end of it, but we're still getting calls with people seeing them still.
How do y'all tackle that? How do y'all, when you come out and you set up a program to keep the termites out, how do y'all do that?
Well, you know, it's tough to keep that swarmer out because it's going to come through 1/64 of an inch. So the swarmers can get in the house. It's just a matter of how many you're seeing and where you're seeing them to actually determine whether you're having a problem.
Okay, so just because I saw some out by the streetlight doesn't mean I have them.
That does not. That just means they're somewhere nearby and they're swarming out. You know, if you call me and you say, hey, they're 2 inches deep in my bathtub or there's thousands of them in my kitchen or in a particular room, then that would lead to a potential problem and we'll definitely need to get on that one sooner than later.
All right, if we want to get y'all to come out and check it out, tell us how to get in touch.
You can reach us at 888-GO-ARROW or arrowexterminators.com.
FM Talk 106.5. the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Look for temperatures in the lower 90s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with isolated afternoon thunderstorms and high temperatures in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 1065.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Father's Day is on the way. Give Dad a style upgrade from D&K. Designer suits by Ralph Lauren, Michael Kors, and more are buy one, get one half off. Slim fit, modern fit, and traditional fit suits start as low as two for $200. Is it hard to shop for your pop? Get him a gift card and let him do the choosing. Planning a summer wedding? D&K is your formal wear headquarters with loads of options for purchase and rentals starting from $69.95. For the largest selection and best service, shop D&K on the Beltline today. 665-7350. Gulf Coast Tools is open in their new location. Still in Foley at the Outdoor Center. Now facing Highway 59. For a wide selection of name brand and off-brand tools including Festool, DeWalt, Bosch, and Craig, visit locally owned and operated Gulf Coast Tools. Save time, save money, and get the job done right. Gulf Coast Tools is your local authorized Big Green Egg dealer offering all sizes and accessories. Stop by their new location today at the Outdoor Center in Foley.
From the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center, Greenlot Knollwood have kept another accident moving off to the side of the road. Also still there at Dolphin Street right by Dolphin Way Baptist. And I-10 eastbound at the 2-mile marker in the center median. They've got two cars involved that hit the metal cables. No injuries are involved, but a little bit slower in that area. You could stay at the newly transformed Grand Hotel in Point Clear and get the lowest rate of the summer. Enjoy the renovated guest rooms, the spa, the new splash and activities lawn, and more outside seating and fire pits at Bucky's Lounge. Go to Grand1847.com for reservations. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thanks, Kane. 721 FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Mornings. Remember, online at FMTalk1065.com. Time to check headlines. Here's Kelly Finley.
I must admit, I was all ready to check headlines, but this discussion we're having about VCRs.
Yes.
I mean, really, you talk about bringing back some memories. I remember when Blockbuster was... Rewind.
That's right. Thank you.
And just going in there, but my mom, and I'm saying this because she's in town, but I remember when we had Beta. And
y'all were the ones that chose.
The selection for Beta compared to...
That's why Beta failed, because you couldn't get the movie.
Right.
It wasn't anything to do with the actual tape or the quality of it. It's the fact that there were 31 titles on Betamax and there were 3,100 on VHS.
Right.
Yes.
And you got there, you're like, are we going to get it? No. Somebody already checked it out.
Right. The one copy of whatever. Yes.
So I just wanted to bring that up. Okay. It is 7:22. Finally, we've made it through the primary election of June. Of course, we know there's a number of runoffs happening in July. But as the final numbers roll in, we can confirm the late Michael McAllister, you know, the deceased Republican gubernatorial candidate, he received 3,326 votes. That's according to the Alabama Secretary of State's office. He, of course, put him in last place. I say, of course, because you listen to the show, you know what we've been talking about when it's come to the Secretary of State's office and them explaining how this all happened. So Governor Kay Ivey, the incumbent, of course, won the primary. McAllister is a former corrections officer who did qualify to run in the race, but he never campaigned because he was found deceased in his home back in April. He was just 69 years old. Well, Alabama law prohibits changes to ballots within 76 days of a primary or general election. That's why his name was still on the ballot. Now, prior to the primary, Secretary of State John Merrill, he joined us on FM Talk 106.5. He told you that any votes for McAllister, they would be tallied but not certified, making it impossible for him to win the party's nomination. So I just want to give you those totals when it came to the recent election. And then there's this. An arrest has been made in a shooting here in Mobile. Two people were wounded last Friday on Page Avenue. Mobile police arrested 44-year-old Raymond Jones of Daphne. He's charged with, and this is a long list here, with second-degree domestic violence, second-degree assault, interference with a domestic violence emergency call, first-degree burglary, and third-degree domestic violence menacing. That's according to jail records. He was booked into Metro Jail on Wednesday and is expected to make his first court appearance later today on assault, domestic violence, and burglary charges. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
All right, thank you, Kelly. 7:23, FM Talk 106.5. And yeah, what the chatter got started here in the studio is because today, because every day, by the way, if you haven't noticed, every day is National Something Day.
Yes.
And sometimes it's we missed it because we were were busy with actual state politics earlier this week, it was National Cheese Day. I mean, everything has a day.
Queso.
That's not a good day for the lactose intolerant.
No, that's right. But I'm sure.
What's their day?
There's usually something like any given
soy
day.
Soy milk.
If you look at like the days, it's like, okay, it's National Cheese Day, and it's also National, Bicycle Day or something like that. But today is National VCR Day. National VCR Day, so this is important to children of the 80s like me. National VCR Day is observed annually on June 7th. Do you still own a VCR player? Do you?
Yes.
You do have one, right?
It's in storage.
Right, but you own one still.
Oh, don't I? I know it's coming back. And I mean,
it's coming back.
Let me tell you, and if not, I can get some good money for that thing.
Dalton, do you have one around the house? Your parents have one?
There may be one in my parents' house, but I don't think I even own a DVD player anymore.
What?
I think I'm all streaming.
You know what? This is how my life is.
You
I have
that
the VCR.
Kid.
I skip DVD.
Dalton was that kid who had all the cool gadgets, and you always want to go over his house.
Spend the night at their house, yes.
Totally.
Yes. Okay, so it says here, according to statistics here, many people, young people, do not know what a VCR player or a VCR tape is. I don't believe that. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're 20 years my junior, and you're familiar, you're not using it, but...
Well, no, I used to record, I used to be big into bull riding. I would record PBR events and sports games and watch them back all the time.
Okay, so you have VHS tapes recorded, mm-hmm. but you don't have a player.
No, I wouldn't be able to watch them now converted them somehow.
But you keep them.
Yeah, I don't know why.
Okay.
You know what, and it's funny that we're having this discussion, because actually last night my bonus kid was telling my mom that he had a VHS tape. And because we were talking about how he got into anime, mm-hmm. and how Pokemon, came to the discussion.
Is there Pokemon on VHS?
No, just talking about his love of and the conversation morphed into how, even though he's only 13, he has a VHS tapes.
Now,
and had a VCR. Well, obviously,
you need to call him or text.
Obviously, it was passed down from his dad. Well, but I'm just saying.
You need to call him or text him this morning to let him know today's the day.
He's listening right now.
All right. Video cassette recorder for the uninformed is an electromechanical device that records analog audio and analog video from television on a removable magnetic videotape cassette. The images and sound can be played back at a more convenient time. That was what they were saying when they first introduced the VCR. That's how they were explaining
groundbreaking.
It to people.
But that changed your evenings, though, if you think about it, because you'd have to race home and be home by a certain time and watch something because it wasn't coming on again. But now, hey, I've got that recorded.
The first video cassette recorder was introduced in 1956. The home video cassette format, VCR, so that's the acronym, home video cassette format. Actually, that didn't make sense. was developed in 1970. The birth of VCR mass market success boomed from starting in the mid-70s, continued solidly through the 80s and into the 90s. Over 10 billion videotapes remain today with our recorded memories. Of course, the memories are keepsakes and bull riding, and people keep the tapes for that reason. It's important to move those memories to a more stable format, they say, to preserve them. And there's a lot of people out there doing it. If you'll use the hashtag National VCR Day, you can go see what's going on Twitter, elsewhere on social media as people talk about it. One of our favorite folks and a great follow on Twitter is @SockCop, mm-hmm. like the thing on your foot, and then a police officer, Sock Cop. He is a big fan of the VHS and a fan of his. He's highly entertaining, and he talks a lot about VHS. I've actually posted up during his Periscope show on Twitter, offered to trade him like the Never Ending Story on VHS for Willow on VHS. But, earlier we were talking about Top Gun, and Top Gun sequel coming out. Mm-hmm. First time I saw Top Gun. VHS.
Yeah.
Wow.
VHS, yeah.
I mean,
I didn't get to go to the movie theater. That was too expensive.
What about Risky Business?
I saw that one too, but I can't admit, because I might have said we were going to another movie and gone to the other
theater.
Now
that we have children, they wonder how we're in the know before they even think of thoughts like
yes,
that.
Yes, yes, the old switching movie theater thing, but that's a whole other story.
Sorry.
All right, there you go, folks. National VHS Day. So break out the tapes when you get home. Yeah, of course the clock is still blinking midnight on that VHS player, but fire it up tonight. Celebrate. All right, coming right back.
Video killed the radio star. This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5. News 5 has confirmed a Mobile police captain is the subject of an administrative investigation. However, police will not say why Captain Doug Parmenter is being investigated. Captain Parmenter is with the department's 3rd precinct on the city's north side. A deadly hit and run as a car plows into 3 people, including a 1-year-old baby, as they tried to cross the street. This happened last night on Cervantes Street near M Street in Pensacola. Witnesses say a white Dodge Challenger or Charger sped through a red light and hit a mother, her baby, and another adult. The 1-year-old baby and an adult have died. The baby's mother was rushed to Baptist Hospital. Police are still looking for the driver this morning. Alabama state troopers say the driver of an 18-wheeler that crashed over the weekend has died. The driver from Pennsylvania was hauling mushrooms when his truck ran off the road, hit a guardrail, and then collided with a concrete bridge support. The crash shut down part of the interstate in Baldwin County for hours Sunday night. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG.
Hey folks, there's nothing like giving dad peace of mind for Father's Day. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes can help do just that. Whether he's a gun collector or a coin collector, Mike Ward's Liberty Safes has the right safe at the right price. For a limited time only, get 0% interest with approved credit and 12 months to pay. Choose from a variety of Liberty Safes with a lifetime warranty against theft and fire. Give dad what he needs for Father's Day. Peace of mind. Free ground floor delivery up to 50 miles. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. Exit 5. Be I-65 at Moffett Road in Mobile.
President Trump is bracing for a chilly reception when he heads to Canada for the G7 summit. Many of the nations are upset about U.S. trade policy, and the Washington Post reports Trump would rather stay home and prepare for the North Korea summit. Stormy Daniels' attorney Michael Avenatti calls the president's lawyer Rudy Giuliani a pig for saying, as a porn star, he had no respect for Daniels.
Somehow Rudy Giuliani thinks that my client isn't entitled to be believed because she was in the adult industry. It's disgusting, and this guy is an absolute pig.
Giuliani also says the First Lady doesn't believe that the president had an affair with Daniels. The State Department is evacuating a number of U.S. workers from southern China. The workers have experienced brain injuries similar to those affected by government workers in Cuba. At this point, the U.S. says it doesn't know what's causing the problem or who may be behind it. I'm Mike Moss.
I'm Jennifer Kishenko with Your Money Now. You can expect to pay more for airline tickets this summer thanks to rising oil prices. Jet fuel prices have surged more than 50% over the past year, pushing carriers to raise fares and Delta Airlines to cut its profit expectations. The price of jet fuel is averaging about $87 a barrel compared with $55 a year ago. The European Union says it will start imposing duties from July on a list of U.S. products in response to President Trump's decision to slap tariffs on steel and aluminum imports from Europe. The European Commission says formalities in finalizing the list should be completed this month and that the new duties start applying from July. Chinese mobile phone maker Huawei says it has never collected or stored Facebook user data after the social media giant acknowledged it shared such data with Huawei and other manufacturers. Huawei had been flagged by U.S. intelligence officials as a national security threat. On Wall Street, futures are mixed. That's Your Money Now.
My number two does not look like a number two. I don't know what to call it. Is there a number three?
Table for four, please. Anything close to the restroom.
Ugh, a middle seat with these stomach problems? That's my fear of flying.
Sound like you? If it does, you could be one of the many people with a digestive condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. Even if you don't know what EPI is, you might know the symptoms. Frequent diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain. If you have even just one of these symptoms, you could still have EPI, because not everybody experiences EPI the same way, which is why it's so important to open up to your doctor about all your symptoms. And the good news is, EPI is manageable, so don't keep a lid on it. Go to identifyepi.com, complete the symptom checker, and use it to have a conversation with your doctor. Don't keep a lid on it. Visit identifyepi.com. Brought to you by AbbVie.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
735 FM Talk 106.5. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
A beautiful morning out there today. Low in the 60s, like 67 when we walked in here. Blue skies. I like this.
Yeah, you know, we had lower humidity yesterday, you know, after the rains that we had earlier. And we got up to 89 yesterday. Looks like a little warmer today. We showed a lot of sunshine, and I'm looking for a high of about 92 this afternoon. But with the lower humidity, it shouldn't feel quite so bad when those temperatures get into the 90s. Tonight, mostly clear. We won't get in the 60s tonight. Looks like about 72 for the low. And then tomorrow, another day with a lot of sunshine, but there's a chance of an afternoon thunderstorm, a slight chance for the high tomorrow getting into the lower 90s. And now looking ahead to the weekend, I expect some afternoon thunderstorms for Saturday and Sunday. And best time, of course, during the morning hours through noontime, and the clouds begin to build. And that's going to keep temperatures in the upper 80s for both Saturday and Sunday. So for your weekend plans, just consider the fact we will see some afternoon thunderstorm activity.
All right.
And next week, looks like the humidity will be back. Monday and Tuesday, highs around 90, 92. We'll see those afternoon thunderstorms, but definitely more humid.
All right, Dr. Bill, things in the tropics, are they quiet now, or what are you looking at?
Yeah, it's really, it looks quite good. I mean, after the Alberto situation of about a week or so ago, we now have pretty quiet conditions across the Atlantic and the Caribbean, just a few scattered thunderstorms, and the same for the Gulf of Mexico. So right now, the quiet conditions prevail across the tropics.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
Staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams. Oh, by the way, too, look at a lot of texts coming in here, and an email here from Charles says, surely my dad wasn't the only one to set the VCR timer to record a football game. Would bring the entire family into the room. I can so picture this, Charles, just like how I grew up. Would bring the entire family into the room and warn us, under no circumstances do you touch this TV. Just to be sure it recorded, he checked it at game time. My brothers and I thought he was nuts. Now, through adult eyes, I see it as pure genius and determination.
What about the clock, though?
Always blinking 12.
Always blinking. Then you get a piece of black tape and just cover it up, and you go on about your way.
There's VCRs still that are hooked up in this country that are blinking 12. 736. We'll check traffic next.
The enemy is everywhere. The fight is never ending, and yet you must continue the battle against dirt. Now there's an ally in the war to have a clean home. Sunday afternoon at 3, FM Talk 106.5 will be Talking Dirty with David Lord. Brought to you by A&A Vacuum Mart. You'll get all the ammo you need to win the fight against dirt. Information on vacuum cleaner systems. Tips and tools to make your job easier. Join us for Talking Dirty with David Lord. Sunday afternoon at 3 on FM Talk 106.5.
For the SpringHillToyota.com traffic center, we do have an accident just off the airport exit ramp. Southbound 65 got a car in a ditch, so be careful if you're traveling through there. Also, you've got other accidents. Southbound 65 between Government and I-10, an 18-wheeler off to the side of the road. Greeline and Nolan, they've got another accident in the final clearing stages, and still there, I-10 eastbound at the 2-mile marker. At the center median, a car hit those metal cables. This Saturday, June 9th at Flemington Speedway, they're having their 6-shooter series race number 3 with a huge fireworks display. Get the details on Facebook and at FlemingtonSpeedway.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
This is Rona McSherry from McSherry's Irish Pub and Restaurant in downtown Fairhope, where you can enjoy great food at a great price, meet your mates for a pint and a chat, or dance the night away with our live DJ on Friday and Saturday nights. We have a lovely atmosphere, a large patio with big screen TVs, and it is said the best Reuben sandwich this side of the River Shannon. We open at 3 p.m. and close at 2 a.m. So come on down for a wee taste of Ireland at McSherry's Irish Pub in Fairhope, Alabama.
In 1918, two banks began working together with one common goal, helping people reach their dreams. A perfect match, a perfect union. Now, 100 years later, and with thousands of dreams reached, Hancock Bank and Whitney Bank have one name, Hancock Whitney. One bank, one mission, one name. 100 years in the making. Hancock Whitney, your dream, our mission.
7:38, FM Talk 106.5. Time to check headlines. Here's Kelly Finley.
Alrighty, thank you, Sean. City of Biloxi has announced funeral arrangements for former Biloxi Mayor A.J. Holloway. They made that announcement via Facebook. Visitation will be tomorrow from 9:30 a.m. to noon at the Nativity BVM Cathedral, which will then be followed by a mass of Christian burial at noon. The former mayor will be laid to rest at Southern Memorial Park. As for Mr. Holloway, he died earlier this week following months of an illness. He was Biloxi's longest-serving mayor, first elected in 1993 and served until February 2015 when he had to step down for health reasons. He was 79 years old. Senator Roger Wicker released a statement saying, quote, A.J. Holloway was a force for the city of Biloxi during his impressive 22-year career in public service. As a city councilman and mayor, he helped revive the region's economy and later was instrumental in the city's recovery from Hurricane Katrina. He also was a standout college football player, helping Ole Miss win a national championship in 1960. Gail and I send our deepest sympathies and prayers to his wife and their entire family. Do want to tell you this, if you're a big softball fan, this is a big deal. And I think a lot of baseball fans are softball fans and vice versa. Love the fact that there was a draft here in town yesterday. If you're not familiar, the city welcomed softball players of the American Softball Association. There was a draft party from 4 to 7 at Moe's Barbecue downtown Mobile. It's a new women's league. And so the plans are to draft 56 players from across the country. So coaches and potential players and fans enjoyed the festivities yesterday. The players will fill four teams, and those four teams will compete throughout the summer. So the inaugural season kicks off June 15th. All games will be played at Satsuma High School. If you'd like more information, here's the website, asbasoftball.com.
I'd like to solve the puzzle.
Bing, bing, bing.
Softball.
That just makes me laugh. ASBASoftball.com. And I, of course, will tweet that information out. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 7:42. Coming up in just a few, Captain Bobby Aprescato with the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report. Get you ready for the weekend.
The new 2-for-4 mix and match breakfast at Hardee's means you get two of our breakfast favorites for $4. Choose from the Frisco breakfast sandwich on buttery toasted sourdough or made from scratch biscuit sandwiches like the sausage and egg biscuit or the bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit. And 2-4-4 isn't some kind of secret code to get the deal. Just two sandwiches for $4. No password. So go hard at the Hardee's with the new $2-for-$4 mix and match breakfast.
For limited time at participating restaurants. Text on.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5. A deadly hit and run as a car plows into three people, including a one-year-old baby, as they tried to cross the street. This happened last night on Cervantes Street near M Street in Pensacola. Witnesses say a white Dodge Charger or Challenger sped through a red light and hit a mother, her baby, and another adult. The one-year-old baby and an adult have died. The baby's mother was rushed to Baptist Hospital. Police are still looking for the driver this morning.
We can't bring those lives that are lost tonight back, but we certainly can work hard to prevent any other lives from being lost.
A bond hearing today for the man charged with attempted rape and assault in a frightening attack in downtown Mobile. Douglas Dunson is accused of attacking a woman inside the RSA parking garage. And two of Tuscaloosa Mayor Walt Maddox's former opponents are now endorsing the Democratic nominee for governor. Sue Bell Cobb and Doug Newblue Smith announced their support for the November primary. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5.
7:43 on FM Talk 106.5. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. The Golden State Warriors beat the Cleveland Cavaliers 110-102 in Cleveland on Wednesday night to take a commanding 3-0 series lead in the NBA Finals. Golden State's Kevin Durant led every player on the floor with 43 points, including a three-pointer in the final minute to give the Warriors a 106-100 lead.
Shot clock at 5. Kevin Durant way outside. Delivers! Kevin Durant from downtown. It's a six-point game.
The 43 points is a career playoff high for Durant. LeBron James scored 33 for the Cavaliers, and Kevin Love added 20. But for Cleveland to win the championship, they'll have to do something no team has ever done in NBA history. Teams that have fallen behind 3-0 in the NBA playoffs are 0-131. That's 131 series losses and 0 series wins when a team falls behind by 3 games.
Yeah, not good.
No. their chances are not good at all. Even though most think the series is as good as over, Durant was focused on the next game following last night's win.
I'm just really just trying to come in and be the best teammate player I can be until, you know, this thing is over. So, you know, I just got to stay locked in.
Game 4 set for tomorrow night in Cleveland at 8 o'clock. The Mobile Bay Bears crushed the Chattanooga Lookouts 17-4 on Wednesday in Chattanooga. The Bay Bears fell behind 1-0 in the first inning, but scored 8 runs in the third inning to kickstart their highest scoring game since July of 2016. And that game was also against the Chattanooga Lookouts. Zach Gibbons and Jared Walsh both hit 2-run home runs yesterday, and Brennan Lund had 3 hits for the third consecutive game. The Bay Bears will wrap up the 5-game road series at Chattanooga tonight at 6:15 before heading back home to face the Jackson Generals at Hank Aaron Stadium beginning tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. Also Wednesday, 4 Bay Bears were named to the Southern League All-Star Game. Pitcher Griffin Canning, catcher Michael Barash, third baseman Taylor Ward, and outfielder Zach Gibbons were all selected to play in the game on June 19th at Regents Field in Birmingham. On Tuesday, Delaware became the first state outside of Nevada to fully legalize betting on sports. Governor John Carney was the first in the state to make a legal bet when he placed $10 on the Phillies to beat the Cubs. And maybe it's a good omen that the Phillies won that game 6-1, meaning that the first bet placed by the governor, no less, was a winner. Yesterday, the state announced that on the first day of legalized betting, $322,135 was bet in Delaware. Delaware had only offered parlay wagering on NFL games since 2009. Last year, the state took around $48 million on NFL parlay wagers, and forecasters say between $350 and $760 million in bets could be taken annually by the state if online gambling is also implemented. And I want to remind you about an event coming up, the Baldwin County Auburn Club, holding their big annual scholarship banquet on Monday night. It's your opportunity to meet new Auburn Athletic Director Alan Green and assistant coach Marcus Woodson. And also, I think Aubie is supposed to be there.
All right.
That'll be at the Wharf. Doors open at 5:30 on Monday night. If you want to get some tickets, go to baldwincountyauburn.club. All the proceeds help fund scholarships for Baldwin County students. 7:46 now, and that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the famous Butch Burger. Head over to Butch Cassidy's the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
From the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, just off the exit ramp as you're traveling southbound 65 off of Airport Boulevard. They've got a car in the ditch, so be careful through there. Another accident in the process of clearing southbound 65 involving an 18-wheeler off to the median again at between Government and I-10. Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile. Right across the street from Costco, they offer the Spring Hill Advantage. Your trade-in value and out-the-door pricing in just 30 minutes or less with no cost, 2-year, 25,000-mile maintenance. See them at springhilltoyota.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
This information update is brought to you by Bachelor Service Heating and Air, your Daikin Comfort Pro. Call 476-4321. Service worth remembering online at bachelorservice.com. Alabama Certification 17070.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Look for temperatures in the lower 90s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the lower 70s. And tomorrow, mostly sunny with isolated afternoon thunderstorms and high temperatures in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Keep your heating and cooling system running at peak efficiency with Bachelor Service Energy Savings Agreement. Twice a year, a specially trained Bachelor Service Precision Tune-Up Specialist will clean and inspect your system. Or call Bachelor Service your Daikin Comfort Pro and ask about our $79 tune-up special. Bachelor Service, home of the 12-year parts and labor warranty on all Daikin home comfort systems. For peace of mind, bachelorservice.com. Certification 17070.
748 FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Mornings. Time for headlines. Here's Kelly Finley.
Thank you very much, Sean. Good morning, everyone. Will they or won't they? Ivy and Maddox. Maddox and Ivy. Will they ever debate?
Oh, okay. Okay.
I had to get your attention.
Yeah, you got it.
So Tuesday night, the incumbent, Governor Kay Ivey, easily sailed to a victory on the Republican side of the House in the gubernatorial primary. And on the Democratic side, Tuscaloosa Mayor Walt Maddox, he garnered the most votes. Both had enough votes for their respective parties that there is no need for a runoff. But what there is time for is plenty of debating. Or one or two or three or four before the November 6th general election. So here's what the Maddox camp has to say. Quote, yes, we will debate anytime, anywhere. That's a spokesperson for Walt Maddox saying, looking forward to it. FYI, she's not going to stand on the stage with Walt Maddox and let people make the comparison, but I hope she has a lapse in judgment and chooses to debate Walt. Well, let's check in with Ivy's campaign and her camp. When asked if she would agree to a debate, a spokeswoman said on Wednesday, it was too soon to discuss a possible debate. There will be plenty of time for these discussions and decisions in the months ahead. Right now, the governor is focused on keeping Alabama working. So as they say in, what, was it Days of Our Lives?
I would be remiss to tell you I know anything that happened in Days of Our Lives.
You know.
I wish I did, but I don't.
We're just going to have to keep our eyeballs trained on this one to see what happens and keep you posted. All right, more serious news, though, out of Gulfport. This is horrific. A crime making news in Mississippi this morning as a Gulfport man is charged with shooting a woman twice, one bullet hitting her in the body, the other bullet hitting her in the head. 37-year-old Johnny Anthony Carter was arrested on Tuesday. Victim has been identified as a 54-year-old woman. She was taken to the hospital where she remains in critical condition at last check. WLOX is reporting that after investigating the shooting, officers determined that the two knew each other. They got into a dispute. That is when Carter reportedly retrieved the gun and shot the woman while she was sitting on the porch of a home. So Carter has been taken to Harrison County Jail. His bond is set at $250,000 for the attempted murder charge. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Thank you, Kelly. On the way, we check in with Captain Bobby Abrascato and the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report.
Traveling east through Mobile, you'll see a tunnel on I-10.
Call the Jack Green Insurance Agency if you want to save some money.
They'll get back in this car now.
I'm tired of getting stuck in this I-10 traffic. It happens every time we go across the bay this time of day, so I'm making the most of it.
What are you doing?
I'm handing out flyers for Jack Green.
Jack did not.
What better time to think about how much money you could be saving on your insurance by calling Jack Green?
Get away from that truck.
Sir?
You're going to get hurt. They'll stop.
Did you know Jack Green can insure this dump truck?
Well, hey, lady, get off my windshield.
You could be paying too much.
What are you, crazy?
Hello?
Crazy lady. Jack Green has been saving the good folks of Alabama money for over 30 years on their homeowners, commercial, and business insurance. It just doesn't make good sense to pay too much. Jack Green saves you green. Call for a quote today, 251-344-5393.
Ask for Jack.
It's summer, and you find radio station contests everywhere. But summer, better than others. With other contests, your competition could be in Michigan, Ohio, Wisconsin, Montana, or even California.
California.
That's right, California. FM Talk 106.5 contests are just like our programs, local. In the Summer Better Than Others contest, register each week at a different partner business for your chance to win a $50 qualifying prize and a chance at the grand prize showcase, including a Reactor Valkyrie stainless steel men's watch from the Carrot Patch Jewelers, Adirondack chairs and table from Old Time Fee. Go for the gold with the best chicken tenders for you and your friends at Goldfingers. An inshore fishing charter from Charlie Gray and Gray Gulf Charters. A two-week four-seat cart rental from the Cart Doctor, and a Liberty Fat Boy Junior Safe from Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. A grand prize showcase valued at nearly $5,500. Details at fmtalk1065.com and on our Facebook, Local Business, Local Winners. From your local hometown radio station, the Summer Better Than Others contest from FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 753 FM Talk 106.5, and time for the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report, brought to you by McCoy Outdoor Company. Check them out for the gear you need to head to the water this weekend. They're just west of 65 on Spring Hill Avenue. And a reminder, too, the Offshore Fishing Report already waiting for you online at FMTalk1065.com, or you can go to our social media links, our Facebook page for the Outdoor Show as well, and get that. The Offshore Report brought to you by HMS Marine Electronics. HMSMarineElectronics.com. Check them out on Facebook as well. Your local online retailer with all the price savings and perks of the big box stores and more. Let's check in with the man of the hour and stop him fishing for a second to talk to us. Captain Bobby, good morning.
Yeah, man, I'll tell you what, that's funny you say that. Everybody's going like, what time do you call? And I said, I can promise you, if they were waiting on me to call, we'd never get this thing done.
That's right. That's why I ring your phone. So tell us, what's been going on? We've had a week here of some better weather than we did last weekend.
Well, I'll tell you what, it was, we just had those squalls on Tuesday, but the weather, the weather was, in between squalls was great, and I was able to stay north of most of it. One of the things I was thinking about when we were just coming on the air is what was neat about it is the fishing was good enough that we'd run out after a squall, fish for an hour, catch 8 or 10 trout, run back in, wait out a squall. That's how good the fishing's been, and boy, it's been that way this morning. We have literally wrecked some fish in some really, really shallow water, so been a lot of fun. And what's really cool right now, I've got some really beautiful shrimp. We're going half artificial and half live, and it's about tit for tat right now, so that's been kind of cool too, because usually by June I'm thinking all meat, what I'm saying?
Yeah. But,
so if you get out, it's a busy weekend and you get out a little late and you aren't able to get bait, man, don't fret, because I'm telling you, you can still catch some fish. And like you and I were just talking about off the air too, had my one and only raid trip so far this year and just wrecked them on top water too. So that deal's going to be going on. And fortunately now we're behind that valley of that post full moon valley. And so it's obvious now that we're getting into some fish. When I'm finding them, we're able to catch a bunch of fish. So we're out of that valley, and it ought to be good all the way through the weekend. I don't think there's any problems with weather, and just kind of pick where you want to go. The good thing about those squalls too, by the way, in this slight north wind we've been having the last few days, the water temperature's dropped a little bit, and I just now moved out to some deep water, but we've been fishing in a foot and a half to 3 feet of water all morning and really have had a great morning.
Yeah, that's great to be talking about here in June, that those fish are shallow. And you mentioned the artificials fishing as well as the live bait this morning. You got some colors, you've got some lure brands you're using?
Well, we're fishing under popping corks right now because I'm fishing over some shell and some grass. And I got the Voodoo, baby Voodoo on there in chartreuse. And I think the regular gold color would have worked well, but that chartreuse kind of seems to work, doesn't really, it's not too watercolor dependent. It seems to kind of work in muddy or clear water, and we've kind of gone into both of those today. So that's been the one that's done it for me, but the key was the popping corks, man. We really try to throw some swim baits early and that sort of thing, but it's all been a popping cork deal. It's not pretty fishing, but it works.
Well, and you mentioned that baby Voodoo, and Voodoo, y'all, the artificial shrimp, a shrimp imitation, but that's that small size. I saw people using it this last weekend. They were doing quite well with it.
I'll tell you, it's amazing with that size hook, the size fish you can catch. We haven't caught any today, but recently mixed in with some of the trout we've caught big bull reds on them. A jack the other day on them, so you can really get some really big fish even with that little bitty hook that they have on that thing.
Yeah, so I imagine people are going to make a run for those. I know I'm going to get some before this weekend. Captain Bobby, somebody wants to get a trip booked with you and the A-Team. How do they do it?
Just go to ateamfishing.com and you can get us there, and I got everything you need to get in touch with us via email or phone, and I think I even have a fresh video up there of one of the trips from late last week.
Cool stuff. We'll check it out. Let you get back to fishing. I'll see you on the island this weekend.
All right, gang. Y'all have a great weekend.
Will do. Captain Bobby Abrascato in the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report, brought to you by McCoy Outdoor Company. And remember, the Offshore Fishing Report, brought to you by HMS Marine Electronics, on our Facebook page and website. Go check both of them out right now.